Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, replays on SiriusXM, maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind, warming up here on Delmarva, beautiful sunny day where I'm at. I don't know what the weather is like where Brian Alvarez is, but all I know is he's not here. And he let me know a little while ago that he may actually join us by the time we get to the World of Famous Raw review in the final segment, but I've heard that one before. You might be better off finding out more details about where in the world Brian Alvarez is tonight on the Brian and Vinny and Craig and Sean and Granny show, available for subscribers at the site. And so, you know, all the best to Brian in his current endeavors, I guess. And all the best to Julia as well, who suffered a broken wrist in the ring on Monday. This story is posted up with more detail on the front page of the website by Ian Carey. Today, the Marigold promotion announced that Julia suffered a fractured wrist during her match. She will miss the upcoming Hanakimura Memorial Show scheduled for Thursday. The 30-year-old headline Marigold's debut event, Marigold Fields Forever. How cute is that, huh? Monday, inside Corican Hall, she teamed with Utami Hayashishita in a loss to Sari and Bozilla. After the main event on Monday, Julia challenged Saray to a future singles match, possibly at Summer Destiny, which has been announced for July 13th at Sumo Hall. At a media event on Tuesday, Julia reportedly said she'll be ready for the show. We'll see about that. We'll see if Brian Alvarez shows up in time for the world-famous Raw review. But before we get to that, a lot more to get into when we get back on Wrestling Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Save big this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Right now, save on 1.5-gallon annual hanging baskets. Get two for just $20. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off. Select interior and exterior paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/29. Hanging baskets in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. While supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Where in the world is Brian Alvarez? Well, if you want to try to hit him up on Twitter/X, you can at Brian Alvarez. If you want to do so for me, you can at Sempervivi. The website for this show is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and Andrew Zarian is here with you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. I do that plug all the time. You know where to get it, thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on Facebook and Twitter. I'd also love it if you headed on over to my Patreon, patreon.com/midatlanticpodcast. If you love wrestling history or if you just love a good story, you'll love it over there. A lot of audio, a lot of original writing, a ton of audio shows, including the entire history of the Mid-Atlantic Championship podcast, a bunch of bonus podcasts. Like I mentioned, a whole bunch of writing, video, special things like that. Check it out. $5 gets you in the door. Patreon.com/MidAtlanticPodcast. And the final plug to get into, Podair 6 is coming up. Ed and San Antonio's women's wrestling show takes place annually during the Big Figure 4 Online Wrestling Observer Convention. You can get tickets for that show and all of the other events coming up this weekend. I keep thinking Memorial Day is next week. No, it is this week. So head on over to f4wonline.com/Vegas. All of this a part of AEW Double or Nothing Weekend. Ties into that. Find out everything you need to know by going to the front page of the site or to f4wonline.com/Vegas. Got some news on AEW pay-per-views. Apparently, All Out is moving dates. According to a story broken by Fightful Select earlier on today, All Out is being moved from Sunday, September 1st to Saturday, September 7th. I love alliteration, but just all that air starts to slip out, so I'm sorry if it sounds terrible. But the reason being reported is that AEW has received enough fan feedback stating that All Out and the All In show are too close together. I'd fall into that category. Doesn't really matter to me either way, considering, you know, this is part of my deal, so I'm not going to complain about it too much. But when it comes to the consumer, I guess enough people have said, hey, I'm not trying to drop that much money back to back on pay-per-views, or if I'm a heavy traveler, like give me some time to breathe before I make it from London over to Chicago. It does mark the first time the show will not be taking place on Labor Day weekend here in the States. The show will still be held at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. All In will be taking place in London on Sunday, August 25th. That Friday, there will be a combination live, Rampage, and Collision, that Friday being the one before All In, or All Out, I'm sorry, taking place in Chicago. As a result of all of this, if you're WWE, you're pretty happy. Now you have that weekend to yourself for Bash in Berlin, which is taking place on Saturday, August 31st. Ratings are in for last weekend's AEW Collision and Rampage, and boy, they are a lot better than they were the week prior. Saturday night's episode of Collision on TNT averaged 523,000 viewers, up 38.4%. It's the second largest audience the show has done so far in 2024. Collision drew a 0.15 rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, or about 200,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. Our own Paul Fontaine noted that it's up 25% from last week and ties the second highest rating that Collision has drawn in that category this year. The Rampage, which immediately followed Collision, averaged 391,000 viewers. That's up over 14% from the prior week and is the second largest viewership since March 20th. It drew a 0.13 rating in the 18 to 49 demo, or 170,000 people, and that's up over 18% from last week. There was one NBA playoff game as competition on Saturday night, in addition to an NHL playoff game. So there you go. If you like to battle about ratings, if you like to be snarky about ratings, there you go. Collision and Rampage are up. I would figure you've got to be pretty happy about that if you are Turner. If that show is over 500,000, you should probably be pretty happy about it. You know, Dynamite is a different animal. I'm sure you want that thing over 800,000. But when it comes to this on a Saturday night, filling up a block when you also are beaming NHL and NBA playoff coverage, you know, I'm sure it's a win for Warner Brothers Discovery. NXT is tonight on the USA Network. And this show was taped last week at the Performance Center due to much of the production crew heading over to Saudi Arabia for this weekend's King and Queen of the Ring festivities. The main event will be a tag team. In fact, you know, the show SmackDown is Friday. And so when we wake up Friday morning, we'll probably here in the States be close to knowing what happens on that show. I wonder when some of the press stuff is going to be taking place in Saudi Arabia when it comes to possibly announcing more deals or enhancements, as it's been talked about, enhancements to their current deals that they have coming up. I'm betting that possibly as soon as we wake up tomorrow, Wednesday morning, we may have some word on what ends up taking place when it comes to those deals. But back to NXT tonight, the main event will be a tag team match between Lola Vice and Shayna Baszler against Carmen Petrovic and Natalya. NXT tag team title match, Axiom and Nathan Frazier will defend against the D'Angelo family's Channings, Stax Lorenzo, and Luca Crucifino. Brian will come on this show tomorrow and complain again. Why are the D'Angelo family baby faces? I guarantee you that'll happen. There are two women's North American title qualifying matches. Jada Parker against Brinley Reese and Thea Hale against Fallon Henley. I guess there's some question over who could win Thea Hale and Fallon Henley without looking at any spoilers. I don't think that there's any question that Jada Parker is going over Brinley Reese. I mean, no. Unless it's to get killed by Fallon Henley in her new heel persona, I don't know. Men's NXT North American title number one contenders match, triple threat match. Wesley will face off against Josh Briggs and now Joe Coffey. Coffey takes the place of Ivar, who is going to be out for some time due to injury. And also tonight is the debut of Dante Chen under the management of Robert Stone, because he took Von Wagner to such heights. like his house, to hang out with his kids. He'll be facing off against Alexis King. In other NXT news, no matter how ridiculous, rapper Sexy Red has made a social media post saying that she cannot wait to go to NXT next week. In fact, she said, "I can't wait to go to NXT next week, y'all. I might RKO somebody." We'll have to see about that. WWE began building the appearance 2 weeks ago when Sexy Red sent out a tweet during Trick Williams' appearance on Supernova Sessions. The tweet, which was shown on NXT television, said that Metaphor better watch their backs after Noam Dar laid out Williams. NXT offered both Drake and Kendrick Lamar the opportunity to settle their differences in beautiful Orlando, Florida, at the Performance Center, but that grandstand challenge was left on Red, apparently, not Sexy Red. Although if you put Drake and Sexy Red together, I've heard you have two bad something or others. But yeah, Sexy Red is going to be making an appearance on NXT. Again, does this have to do with Trick Williams and maybe her pushing up on Trick? And that really, really, really makes Lash Legend uncomfortable. Doesn't make her happy. Makes her want to push up on Sexy Red. And then you have Jakara Jackson right there who can get punched out and maybe even RKO'd by Sexy Red. And then that could be the way you end the show. I have no idea. But you know what? It fits. Special guest stars making an appearance. It's another thing I bet you that's going to increase when NXT goes to CW. Whole lot of tie-in, synergy, all that sort of stuff. I bet you it'll happen. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm solo. I wish Mike Tenay made more media appearances, like any media appearances, because not only is he a wrestling genius, a sage, a historian, but he's also good with the numbers, and in this day and age where there's so much sports betting taking place everywhere, we should have some in-game betting going on right now. We should have some odds being placed on whether Brian Alvarez is going to show up. We are under 15 minutes away now. This segment is about a 12-minute segment. We're going to have the commercials that happen afterwards, and then we're going to have a short little musical entrance, and then we are going to get into the Raw review. And will Brian Alvarez be here for that Raw review? We'll have to see. He is not ill. We know that. He's just not here. Sonata's ill, or at least he was, but now he's not, and now he's going to come back. How's that for a transition? He is preparing for his in-ring return. This was posted up to the front page today by Joseph Courier. The former IWGP World Heavyweight Champion has not wrestled in nearly a month. It was announced on April 30th that he had been pulled from a slate of New Japan events and would be undergoing a medical appraisal, quote, due to a health concern, end quote. That was it. Sonata has now been medically cleared to return. He'll be back in the ring in the near future. During his time out of action, Sonata missed the remainder of New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestling Dontaku tour. Both nights of Wrestling Dontaku, the United Japan Pro Wrestling's All Together event, and nearly all of the Best of the Super Juniors tour. Go ahead. When Brian shows up today, ask him if he missed Sonata. I think we know what the answer is going to be. Sonata is a former IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, held the title from April of 2023 until January of this year, where he dropped it to Tetsuya Naito, who ended up dropping it to Jon Moxley. Again, I will tell people out there, don't be upset with the fact that it's a non-title match. If you're going to be upset about something when it comes to Jon Moxley and Konosuke Takeshita, I would say be upset over the fact that the match was made. Because as I mentioned, for the subscribers-only show, for people at the site, F4WOnline.com, during that Wrestling Observer Live on Friday, I pointed out that you can't just have a bunch of New Japan stamped with approval title shots. You're not going to have that. You already asked for one with Powerhouse Hobbs. They have a schedule going on. He is facing Evil very soon. So, you know, the shot of getting another title match was kind of crazy. There are a ton of matches already taking place on that show. This is just like icing on the cake. There's five title matches taking place and a stadium stampede match. And with the fact that it's a non-title match, Takeshita can win because he could use a victory. He could use a big victory over Jon Moxley. That could go a long way. Is New Japan going to be happy about that because he lost in a match right before he faces Evil? Probably not, but who cares? You've got their belt, so you can do a little of what you want. And this is, to me, a smart thing, because then if you are New Japan and you do want to have Takeshita have a officially licensed, stamped, notified, proven, you know, whatever title match, then you could do that. You could do that. And if Moxley loses the title before that match with Takeshita happens, well, great. You always have Takeshita saying, I beat the IWGP champion. I still have a shot at whoever holds the belt, if you want to go in that direction later on. But I digress. You know, I just, to me, you know, if you're going to be upset about any aspect of that, the fact that it's a non-title match, just be unhappy that they made it, if that's what's pissing you off, because at its core, that's what the problem is. The fact that they made a match where Takeshita can't really win. I mean, he could. It's just a long shot if he does. Or, you know, Moxley, again, either Takeshita's going to lose, then to me, again, this is just dumb. If Moxley beats Takeshita in a non-title match, it's just dumb. Because what are you doing with Takeshita? When's his last victory been? The last big match I think people really remember him in is the Ospreay match, and he lost that. It was awesome, but like sometimes, you know, you got to give him something a little bit back. They do a lot of 50-50 with stuff. Like right now, give him. He's the one who can actually use a victory. But again, on to another subject, like Scripps, who is making his post-wrestling, post-WWE wrestling career, his debut as Sidney Akeem for GCW, coming up in Los Angeles on June 15th and in Dallas on June 29th, as well as St. Louis on July 19th. The 31-year-old's contract with WWE technically does not expire until the beginning of June, but Fightful reported last month that he's been made aware that WWE will not be renewing the deal. So he's already out there picking up some indie dates. Picked up Sprite Chill. Unfortunately, where I live, I have to go much further away. Have to go through all of Briscoe Land to make it to Bridgeville, Delaware for a Sonic that actually has, like, the cherry lime drink that's really, really good. So, like, this Sprite Chill coming out, this is as close as I can get to that cherry limeade. So, give me a second. I should get paid for that. Bloodsport. I don't get paid for that. And I wouldn't want to get paid for that. But I hope that at some point down the line, Filthy Tom Lawler gets paid for that. Actually, just let him in for free and let him beat people up. And if you're going to have more blood sport events, more chances Filthy has to get into one and beat somebody up. This was posted up earlier today by Brian Rose. The Game Changer Wrestling announced on social media Monday that Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 11 will take place on July 28th at the Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn, New York. Somebody look that one up for me. The Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn, New York. Tickets for the event will go on sale this Friday at noon. The show will be broadcast live on Triller TV. Bloodsport shows take place inside a no-ropes ring where matches end only by knockout, submission, or referee stoppage. For those of you who only watch NXT and only have seen NXT Underground, it's kind of like that, but a little different. And slightly better. GCW's held the event every year since 2018. The news comes as Bloodsport is set to hold their first ever event in Japan on June 22nd at Sumo Hall in Tokyo. Matches announced include Josh Barnett against AEW's Jon Moxley, Masakatsu Funaki against Davey Boy Smith Jr., Quentin Rampage Jackson against Hideki Sakini, and Minoru Suzuki against Timothy Thatcher. So that's what they got set up for the first Bloodsport Japan show. They had Bloodsport 10 over WrestleMania 40 weekend. That show had Josh Barnett defeating Johnny Bloodsport. WWE Shayna Baszler defeated Masha Slamovich. NXT's Charlie Dempsey defeated Matt Mikowski. And Nick Nemeth defeated Speedball Mike Bailey in what was the... It was a really cool pro wrestling match, but it was absolutely a pro wrestling match. When it comes to Bloodsport, obviously it's a lot more UWFI style and kickboxing and all that sort of stuff. But they worked they did a good job working a fake shoot match. I don't know how to actually put it, but that was one of the fun ones when you look back on that weekend. Time's ticking. I'm looking right now. Less than 5 minutes away will Brian Alvarez show up for the Monday Night Raw, the world-famous Monday Night Raw review. Time is running out here. Where do you put your money? Will the big boss man show up or not? We'll see. We'll see about that. We'll also see, at some point down the line, if Damian Priest is going to turn babyface, and I'm thinking that ought to happen sooner rather than later. Brian and I have sat here and talked about the fact that we both were thinking that Jey Uso is going to end up as the eventual King of the Ring when everything was said and done. You know, I was thinking, yeah, it could be Gunther, but, you know, the more I think about it with the position that Jey's in right now, with the fact that you are trying to build him back up again, you know, again, talked about the dip that he had earlier on this year and the build up to WrestleMania, the match with Jimmy, that wasn't the best. And then the match with Jimmy wasn't the best, but we have the draft happen. Cody goes off. You got CM Punk being injured. You got a heel heavy roster. Might be Jey Uso time. King Uso, at least in there. Maybe he faces off against Tama Tonga. You could have him face off against Randy Orton, get the bloodline involved. You know, there were ways to look at it where, okay, that made sense. And after last night, we know that's not true anymore. Gunther won. Sorry to spoil it for everybody before the world-famous Raw review, but Gunther came out victorious. And that leaves Jey Uso still at the top of the food chain when it comes to baby faces. But you got Damian Priest and all that consternation going on with the Judgment Day. You got Drew McIntyre, who at some point is going to be coming back from injury. You got Gunther. You got Chad Gable. Yeah, there's Sami Zayn. But, you know, Sami Zayn is dealing with Chad Gable and Bronson Reed. So, you know, you got that going on. You need baby faces. And to me, the one that makes the most sense is at some point Damian Priest with Drew McIntyre squeezing in there, pushing him out, and then Drew can finally win the title from Damian just to have CM Punk show back up again and ruin it. We'll see if the big boss man shows up and ruins this when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to
rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me. With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Can we get a shot of the empty studio, the empty darkened studio? I don't know if we can or not, but if we could, put that up there on the screen. That's where Brian Alvarez would be if he was here. He did not make it in time. We'll see what happens. The segment's about, 14 minutes long or so. Long, did I say song? Another sad song. Brian doesn't show up. Not here, but we'll see if he shows up before the end to get in any hot takes that he might have. If not, you'll be waiting for tonight for the Brian and Vinny show for subscribers up there at f4wonline.com. But without any other further ado, the world-famous Raw review live on the USA Network from the Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. The show began. I was going to have a comment there. I'm not. The show began with Io Shirai, Io Sky arriving, and Michael Cole misidentifying her as Jey Uso. Then also shown arriving were Lyra, Gunther, and then, yes, Jey Uso showed up as well, too. This led into the first segment, which was Sami Zayn coming down to the ring to talk about his Intercontinental title match coming up in Saudi Arabia against Bronson Reed and Chad Gable. He talked about his issues with Gable being personal, while the issue with Reed is just business. Before long, Gable came out flanked by Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine. He started by burying his own crew. Maxine lost in the Queen of the Ring. Tozawa got in no offense against Bronson Reed last week, and Otis is just a big disappointing load. Sami then asked the Academy when they were going to be done taking crap from Gable. Gable then jumped back in to say he's not only taking Sami's title in Saudi Arabia, but also taking his soul. At that point, Gable went down to the ring, and we had a one-on-one match. It was a hell of a way to get to it, but it led into an actual one-on-one match between Gable and Zayn. No surprise, it was good. Match went about 16 and a half minutes. Gable slapped Otis at one point outside. He had tossed Maxine and Tozawa for not interfering for him. Gable slapped Otis after Otis refused to attack Sami outside the ring. After Gable threw Sami back in, he grabbed the title belt. He went back into the ring, went to hit Sami with it, but then got suplexed into the corner. Sami went into the other corner to deliver the Huluva kick while the referee checked on Chad. Otis then jumped up on the ring apron and clotheslined Sami. That allowed Gable to hit the Chaos Theory and get the pin. So that's Otis, against his will, broke down and cheated. There's going to be more to that story coming up later on. And then we got a pretty cool Io Sky hype video for tonight's match against Lyra. After the break, Jackie Redmond was set to interview Alpha Academy when we heard a bunch of pipes being clanged about and moaning, and Zelina Vega ran in to the shot to call for Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, and Joaquin Wilde, who were in the background. Jackie, the cameraman, and the LWO ran back to see what was going on, and it was Cruz del Toro laid out and holding his wrist, which was injured when somebody attacked him backstage weeks ago on SmackDown. They just did the whole thing again. There was no follow-up to this later. So, you know, Carlito was talked about as the one doing it. This is possibly because a lot of what's been taking place with Cruz and Joaquin has been on NXT, and with there being no NXT live this week, he may have gotten some news about his wrist, which is going to put him on the shelf for even longer. So they went ahead and shot the angle last night. Then maybe what it is, we'll have to find out more about it as the days go on. Then it was time for Bron Breakker, who's just awesome. He's got an awesome tan. He came to the ring to face Kale Dixon, who apparently wrestles on NXT Level Up. The bell rang. Breaker turned around to the corner and said, "What are we doing here?" And he cut a little promo, still really pissed off about the fact that he was not put into the King of the Ring tournament by Adam Pearce. And he turned around and he took off and he absolutely killed this dude with a spear, got the pin. Braun then threw Dixon out of the ring, took off running around the ring, speared Dixon again at, I don't know, 12 miles an hour. It wasn't his full sprint or anything like that, but he hit him hard. He threatened to kill him with the ring steps, but the officials ran down. He threw the steps down, and you know, with the WWE ring steps, they kind of go to a V, so they fit right up against the ring post. Well, amazingly enough, that guy was splattered out there. His head was laying right in the V, and Braun went and picked up a chair, and he took it, and he slammed it over the guy's head. If you watch this on WWE.com, they do the stop action right before he hits him. It looks really good. Even in real time, last night on the show, it looked awesome. You know, the guy probably didn't have an issue. Again, if there is, we'll find out about it, but it was as completely safe, I guess, as you can get, but it looked fantastic. Braun Breaker looks like a killer. Fantastic job. They loaded Dixon into the ambulance. After a break, Pierce went to go confront Braun, and Braun told him, "Look, I can't be controlled. You should have put me in the King of the Ring tournament, but since you didn't, everything that happens around this place, Adam Pearce, it is on you." So that was that. Becky Lynch then hyped up Lyra before she went out for her match with Io Sky, which was up next. The first semifinal of the Queen of the Ring tournament. The match went through two commercial breaks and about 20 minutes in total. Probably went a little bit too long, but just because there wasn't a mountain of heat for it. But as it went on, the fans, you know, cared about it a little bit more and a little bit more. And then after the second commercial break, business actually picked up in the match, and so did the crowd for it. It was just a really good pro wrestling match. With Asuka out, Io Shirai is, to me, by default, the best women's wrestler on the roster. She's not the biggest star. She's not the biggest thing right now or anything right like that, but with consistency, with the experience level, with all that you add into it, Io really is the most important glue on that roster. For as big of a star as Rhea or Liv or Bianca or anybody else is, Io's probably the best one on there now that Asuka's hurt, and I thought this was a great example of that in trying to help get Lyra over.
Damn straight it was.
Here we go.
Hey!
Look at this!
I made it!
Hey.
Hello, everybody!
Oh, look at that. What a smile you got.
What are we talking about? The King of the Ring?
Yeah, we're talking
about
the
Man, I'm so excited to talk about that tournament.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just got through talking about the Queen of the Ring semifinals match. That's where I'm at right now in this world-famous Raw review.
Well, you know, yesterday I can't help but notice that you did say that it was possible that Lyra was going to go to the finals.
Yeah.
And looking at this tournament here, I mean, I don't want to say what I was going to say, but I'll just say I'm quite intrigued.
Really?
By the King and Queen of the Ring tournament. Well, if you look at, like, when the thing first started and we looked down at all of these different names right here, and everybody started predicting, okay, well, who's going to do what? And then, you know, okay, well, I think that, you know, Tama Tonga. Actually, I think I predicted Jey Uso or LA Knight at the beginning. Those were my two predictions for the men. And then for the women, I picked Jade Cargill. And I think I only picked Jade Cargill. I thought she was going to win the entire thing. And so, like, each week, they do all of these matches. And the one thing that you cannot say about this tournament is it is predictable. Because
true.
I'm watching this tournament and, what? This person won? What? This person won? So now we've come down to Io Sky versus Lyra, which Lyra wins. And then we've got Nia Jax and Bianca Belair, who I guess Nia's probably going to win. I wasn't expecting Nia to go to the finals. I was not expecting. If you looked at this whole women's bracket, who was expecting Nia versus Lyra in the finals? Anybody?
Those who love rhyme.
And hey, you know what's interesting about that as well is the winner gets a shot at their brand's title, correct?
Yes.
I think that's what happened.
I think so.
Well, I mean, Lyra and Nia is not a foregone conclusion. Because Dave goes, well, you know, Nia's probably going to win and face Bayley, which could happen. But, I mean, we also have Lyra and Becky. They had that match in NXT.
Or Lyra and Liv.
Could be if Liv wins, yeah. You could do that as well.
Because they're building up Liv and a whole lot is, you know, Lyra being Becky's second there, and Liv is taking it down on Lyra. So if Liv wins that belt, not only do you have a rematch with Becky, you got a feud built in with Lyra.
And then for the men, you know, Jey Uso lost. Clean.
He did.
He was choked unconscious by Gunther. No interference, nothing. They just beat him. So Gunther is in the finals against either Randy Orton or Tama Tonga. And it's the same thing. Tama Tonga versus Gunther is a bizarre match. I don't expect to see it. But there's been a lot on this tournament I didn't expect to see. And if Tama Tonga wins the tournament, Tom and Cody, yeah, Cody against the Bloodline again. Or you've got Gunther and Randy Orton, which I would prefer, which would be a great match. And if that happens, you know, Randy Orton versus Cody, Gunther versus Cody. This tournament's been awesome.
You know why it could be Gunther? Is because you can put that briefcase in his hand or in the hands of Ludwig Kaiser to carry it around for him.
Well, they don't get a briefcase.
Well, look, this will This will give you time to do, to me, what you need to do, and I talked about before the break, which is turn Damian Priest babyface, because if Jey Uso is the top heel or the top babyface on that roster that is all heels, you're going to have to do something there. And Drew McIntyre coming in and Drew and him going at it, and then you have CM Punk kind of there on the shadows when it comes to Drew. To me, it can keep Gunther a little bit out of things, with the fact that in his pocket, when he's ready, he can have a world title match.
I got a question for everybody, almost everybody. A couple of people I don't want to answer. But is this the best King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring tournaments of all time? I mean, have there been better ones?
I'm sure there probably has, but it's maybe a pretty low bar.
I mean, we've had like... And the thing with this tournament, I mean, a lot of those old tournaments they used to run on pay-per-view, it was just like nothing happening.
Well, you know, like opening matches of the roadie against...
Yeah, I mean, Gunther and Sheamus, 21 minutes. You know, Kofi and Ray is a house show, so we don't know. But the Kofi-Gunther match, 14 minutes. Ely and Jay, 14. Like, all these matches were good.
Without Bart Gunn.
And for the women, I mean, everything has been good, and there have been surprises, and they pushed Lyra all the way to the finals. You know, she just came up, everyone goes, oh, they call him up from NXT and don't do anything with him. Lyra's here in the finals. She's run through Io Sky, Shayna, and Natty, three people to get to the finals. So, you know, I've been really into this tournament. I think it's been a quite great tournament. And I really, honestly, was not expecting it to be anything. But here we are. So, yeah, that was that. What else was on Raw? Did you do the Raw report? Probably not.
I'm right. I wasn't kidding you. That's the point where I got to in the Raw report.
I see.
And then Jackie interviewed Lyra in the ring afterwards.
Well, that was
you
silly.
You didn't like that very much, right?
That was wacky.
Well, it was. Look, they didn't need it. Look, they got Lyra over as far as being in the ring. That was enough there. She, to me, and this is not an insult, because somebody's got to fulfill this role. She's going to be like Brutus Beefcake or like Jewel Strongbow or Jay Strongbow, where they're going to beat her and get sympathy on her before they get to the big baby face who's the champion. It's probably going to be her lot in life.
I'll tell you after the break what I didn't like about it, and it was not her delivery. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So very quickly, the one thing I didn't like about the Lyra promo has nothing to do with her. Her delivery could have been anybody. But Lyra is in the semifinals, and she beats Io Sky, and she gets the pin, and the first thing she does is she looks stunned. She absolutely cannot believe that she won. She can't believe it. Shocked. It's always like, I hate that. Bro, Lyra, you made it to the semifinals of the tournament. You're a former NXT champion. You beat Natty. You beat Shayna Baszler, another former NXT champion, former multi-time tag team champion. And you got in there with Io Sky. You made it all the way to the semifinals, and you beat her, and you can't believe it? Like, you're shocked?
Wow.
Why would anyone be in this business if they didn't think they could win any match at any time? Even in real sports, okay? And I don't watch a lot of them, okay? But you ever seen somebody in, like, a NFC final or whatever? I don't want to say the Super Bowl because it's the very end, but, like, right before that, okay? Who would it be? Yes. What's right before the Super Bowl?
The AFC and NFC Conference Championship.
Okay, the NFC Conference Championship. You ever seen the team that won the NFC Conference Championship? Like, when they win, they all just go, oh, my God, I can't believe we won. Oh, my God. And then they interview him. They're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that we won this match. It would never happen. Even big upsets in UFC when someone's like, you know, minus or plus 500 underdog or whatever, they win and they're still like, nobody thought I could do it, but I knew I could. And I proved everybody wrong. Here, Lyra's like, baffled. I can't believe I won a match. I'm shocked. And then she gets interviewed by Jackie, and Jackie's like, it's impossible to believe, isn't it? Can you even believe this? And then Lyra first goes, I can't believe it. I can't believe it happened. But then she goes, but you know what? it doesn't matter if you get where you get, as long as you believe. I was like, so do you believe or you not believe? Damn it! Just get the victory and go on to the finals!
At least she didn't cry.
That's true, she didn't cry. Or speak Gaelic. We still don't know what she was talking about last week, and she promised to tell us.
That'd be kind of cool. I like that.
All right. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.